We continue our learning. So our mission is now continues. It's actually the last of the Kodshei Kodshim, or the Shalmei Tzibur. We mentioned the two Kivsei Atzeres. The Torah says in Parashas Emor, we're supposed to bring two sheep along with the Shtei HaLechem, along with the Lechem HaBikurim, Tinufal Lefnei HaShem, Al Shnei Kivasim. And with respect to these shlamim, although they are shlamim, the Torah says, Kodesh yihyu la'Hashem la'Kohen. Why does the pasuk say Kodesh yihyu? To show you that even though shlamim are generally kodshei kalim, which are a lower level karbon, a lower level kedusha, these shalmei tzibur, the special sheep that are brought on Shavuos, have the status of kodshei kodshim. And others learn it from, and we learned this in the past, the pasuk in Bamidbar yud yud parshas Bahaloscha, al oloseichem va'al zivchei shalmeichem, referring to the blowing of the trumpets on the karbon that we bring. It mentions the olos and it mentions the shlamim. Just like olo, the olo are kodshei kodshim, so too these public shlamim, the kivsei atzeres, are also considered kodshei kodshim. So zivchei shalmei tzibur and va'ashamos, and of course the karbon asham, and that we know is kodshei kodshim because it says v'zos taras ha'asham kodesh kodeshim hu. That's in Vayikra Zayin pasuk aleph. So that certainly we know the pasuk says is kodshei kodshim. And now the Mishnah goes to list the ashamos. We've had this in the past in Mishnayis. Elu hein ashamos. These are the guilt offerings. Number one is Hashem Gezelos. Hashem Gezelos is where someone brings a Karban Hashem, a guilt offering, because someone had claimed that he owes money. Reuven came to Shimon and said, Shimon, you owe me your money. Could it be that Shimon owed him money because of a loan? Could be that Reuven worked for him and Shimon owed him money because there was a salary that was owed. Could be anything. It could be a gazela, which means you stole something from me. In all of these cases, if Shimon doesn't pay and he denies it, so we sent, in effect, he's a gazlan. And if he swears, he's nishba l'sheker. We have this in Masechet Shavuos. He's nishba l'sheker. He lies and says, no, I don't owe you money. And then he admits to it. So the Torah says, nefesh in Vayikra, hey, nefesh ki secheta u'mala mal ba'ashem v'ki chesh ba'amiso, and he denies his friend, b'pikadon, it could be a deposit, b'tesumes yad, which is a loan, or b'gazel, or it could be something that was stolen. So what does he have to do? The pasuk says, v'hayo ki echeta v'asham v'yishives ha'gzel asher gazal, he has to pay back whatever it was, and v'shilam osober oshova chamishisov yosef, he has to add on a fifth to the value of what he denied, now that he admits to having to owe someone money. So he brings a ram, and it's called an karban asham. This is known as the asham gezelos. Then is asham meilos. This is someone who misappropriated from hektesh, something that belonged to the Beis Hamikdash. She didn't know. Let's say someone had designated money for hektesh, and Beshogi didn't ask and use that money to buy something from the store. So that person was Moel Behekdesh Beshogi. Such a person, it says, Vehevi Nefesh Kisim Ol Mal Vechata'a Bishkoga, one who benefits from Hekdesh Beshogi, Vehevi Es Hashem Ol Hashem Al Tamim Menatzon, also a ram, a carbon Hashem. Then the third is Hashem Shivcha Charufa. Shivcha Charufa, we've mentioned in the past, is a woman, a maidservant who's half free and half slave. Let's say she was owned by two masters. She's a non-Jewish slave woman, and she made servant, and she was freed by only one of the masters. So she's a chatzi shivcha, chatzi baschorin, and she's designated, she's a mu'uresa, she has been betrothed to an Eved Ivri who is permitted to live with such a woman, even though she's not completely Jewish. And a man, so now they're not halachically married in the sense of a kedusha Yisrael. And now a man comes and has relations with this Shivcha Charufa who was Mo'oresis to an Eved Ivri. So the Torah says that such an Aver is not considered officially Arayos, but nonetheless the Torah says, V'hevi es ha'shamo v'ishki yishkav es yisho v'hi shivcha necharef es lish. This is a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. V'hevi es ha'shamo la'ashem el asham. He has to bring a karbon asham. Next on the list is the Asham Nazir. This is a Nazir who became Tamei during the days of Naziris, where he has to start the count once again. Here it says, V'chi Amus in Parshas Naso, V'chi Amus Meis Olav B'fes HaPisom. What happened? All of a sudden, someone died And he was in contact with the dead, so Nazir can't do that. So now it becomes Tameh Rosh Nizro, Vigilach Rosho B'yom Torah. So he has to shave his head. Vehivi Keves Ben Shenaso La'asham. So far we have the Asham Gezelos, Asham Me'ilos, Asham Shivcha Harufa, the Asham Nazir, and then is the Asham Mitzora. This is what the Torah brings. On the day that he is healed from his affliction of Tzoras, the Torah says, V'lokach HaKohen Es HaKeves HaKad. So le'asham, that's a keves for asham. And finally is the asham tali, which we mentioned several times in Masecha Shavuos. This is where someone brings a karban on a suffek. What suffek? He's not sure if he violated this. What he did was an isser where would he have to be chayv kares b'mezid, and he did it b'shogeg, or maybe not. He had two, we mentioned two pieces of fat in front of him. One was chalev, one was shuman. He ate one of them. Shuman is permitted. Chalev is chayv kares. So he's not even sure if he did the aver at all. If he did it, he did it b'shogeg, but not sure if he did it at all. So what protects him until he finds out? If he finds out he did the sin, he has to bring a korban chatas, but until then he has the asham taloi, the asham which protects him, which where it's suspended and protects him until that point. The pasuk says, "Ma'ikra hey v'im nefesh ki sechetov asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem ashelo teasena v'lo yada." All of these ashamos, along with the zivchai shal meitzibur, the shlomim, which are also kashikashim, the two kifsei hatzeres, Mishnah tells us shechita san matzafon, they are slaughtered in the north. How do I know? The pasuk says, "Vayikra zayin b'mkom asher yishchatu asa ola yishchatu asa asham." So we already mentioned that the ola is slaughtered in the north. The pasuk says, "V'shachat oso al yerech hamizbech tzofon." We had it in the previous mishnah, and since this pasuk says I'm supposed to shech the asham wherever I shech the ola, that must mean it has to be done in the north. V'kibul damon mechli shareis batzafon, and the receiving of the blood is also in a service vessel in the north. So this is also like the ola, not like the chatas where you put the blood on the four horns, but rather on two sides that are four, which we mentioned when it came to the ola. Same thing when it comes to these karbanos, the asham and the zivchei shal beitzibor. Similar to the karban chatas, the flesh of the ashamos and the zivchei shal meitzibur, the kifsei atzeres, are eaten within the curtains, which means within the walls of the azar. It has to be within the Beis HaMikdash itself, because it's kachay kachim. The zivchei chuhuna, only males who a male kohanim can eat it, just like a korban chatas, as the pasuk says, "Vayikra zayin pasuk vav kol zachar ba kohanim yochalenu." Only male kohanim, but mukom asher ye achel kodesh kadoshim hu. So this is considered kodesh kodashim, eaten by zichrei chuhuna. How do I know that zivchei shalmei tzibur are also eaten like the asham and eaten like the karban chatas? Because it says va'yikra chav gimel va'asisem, this in parshas Emor, va'asisem si'irizim achar lechatas u'shnei kvasim ebnei shana lezavach shlamim. Those two kvasim are the shlamim. But right before that, it says you should bring a series in echad lechatas. Oh, the two kvasim are supposed to be like the korban chatas, which is korban chatas is eaten within the walls of the azara for zichrei chuhuna. The same thing when it comes to shalmei tzibur. But notice, that's only with respect to eating. When it comes to the sprinkling of the blood, we do not sprinkle the blood for the kivsei hateres, the shvuos sheep, like the karban chatas. The eating is like the karban chatas. But the sprinkling is like the ola, where it's two sides that are four. Bechomachol, and when the food is eaten by the zichrei kohanim, it can be eaten in any form. It can be roasted, it can be cooked. For that day and the night until chatzos, as we mentioned with respect to the karban chatos. Perek hey, Mishnah Vav, we begin the category of karbanos that are kachim kalim, which are the lighter karbanos. The sprinkling of the blood is less so. We'll see that the shechita can be done, does not have to be done in the north, and several other differences as well. And we begin with the karban toda. Ha toda, the karban toda, where the Torah says, Vayikra zayin im al toda yakri. So the carbon toda is brought where a person Where today we would bench Gomel. Would be this one, carbon total was brought, person was sick and was healed, person went through the desert and went and came out safely, person went overseas and was safe, and a person was redeemed from captivity, released from captivity, you bring a carbon toda. So the carbon toda is kache kachim, and the carbon toda is also brought along with the carbon toda are 40 loaves, 30 are matzah, 10 are chametz, and along with the Toda, the Mishnah lists as well on the same level is the El Nazir. The El Nazir is what the Nazir brings, is the offering he brings on the day that he finishes his Nazirus. Vizos Toras HaNazir, Biyom Malos Yimein Yisro, Ve'ikrives Kabbal HaShem, what? Va'ayil Echad Tamim L'Shlamim. So that is a Shlamim, and the Toda is similar to a Shlamim. So HaTotom El Nazir, Kadashim Kalim, but we'll see that the Shlamim is the next Mishnah. There are differences between the amount of time, the allotted time we can eat the Korban Toda versus the Korban Shlamim. So the Toda and the El Nazir are in the same category, in that they are Kadashim Kalim. Shechidason b'chol makom ba'azara. You don't have to slaughter them in the north, because rather they follow the laws of the Shlamim. And when it comes to the Shlamim, it says, Vayikra gimel v'shachat oso lifnei oel moed. You can shecht as long as it's front of the Olmo. The Olmo is the Heichal. So if you're in the Azara, and you're so then you are in front, officially in front of the Heichal, at any point in the Azara. So whether you're in the north or the south, it doesn't make a difference. You are in front of the Olam Moed, and that applies to the Shlamim, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, but that applies to the Todo, the El Nazir as well. No need to slaughter it in the north. V'damantun shtei mataros shein arba. Oh, but this, here we'll see that the Shlamim follows the Ola. Shlamim and the Todo, the El Nazir, follow the Todo, and that we do two that are four, a sprinkle on two different corners, which ends up hitting both sides. But remember, that was Keneged HaYisod, had to be on the sides that had the Yisod, the base sticking out. V'necholin b'chol ha'ir. And how do I know Shtei Matanos? Because I have a similar pasuk that I had when it came to Ola. When it comes to Shlamim, it says, V'zaruku b'nei Aharon HaKohanim es Adam al HaMizbech. So if you remember, it came to the Ola, we said, hold on, V'zaruku sounds like I could throw it once. HaMizbech Saviv sounds like I have to go all the way around and make a whole line of blood. So how do I have both? So remember, when it came to the Ola, we said, you're going to throw it, but it's in a way where it's as if it's Saviv. So I go to two opposite corners, and I throw the blood against the wall, and it ends up being almost like Saviv, hitting all four sides. So the same type of pasuk I have when it comes to Ola, I have when it comes to Shlamim. So that's how we sprinkle the blood here for the Toda and the El Nazir as well. V'necholin b'chol ha'ir, as opposed to the eating of the kache kachim, which have to be done in the Azara, the kachim kalim, the Toda El Nazir, can be eaten in the whole city of Yerushalayim. How do I know? It says, Vayikra Yud, hold on, what does that mean? Makom tahor, what does that mean? Does that then imply that other karbonos that were mentioned previously in that pasuk that speaks about the se'irim and the karbon mincha, you can eat them in a makom tamei? Obviously not. So the point is that the other karbanos, which are kachei kachim, they have to be eaten in within the walls. They, as opposed to the shlamim, no, as long as it's makom tahor, it's makom tahor. Makom tahor means a place that a mitzora can't be. The mitzora cannot be within the walls of the city. So that teaches you that that as long as you're within the walls of the city of Yerushalayim, you are in a makom tahor. So kachim kalim can be eaten in the entire city. And so that's b'cholir, l'chol adam, which means not only the kohanim. As we said, when it came to the Karban Chatas and the Zivchei Shalai Tzibur and the Karban Asham, but rather the Shlamim, and in our Mishnah we're speaking about specifically the Toda and the El Nazir, can be eaten by anybody. Even in Yisrael, it says when it comes to Shlamim, Vayikra Zayin, Ki es chazei hatrufa, veshok hatruma lakachti meis b'nei Yisrael, mizivchei shal mehem, ve'aten osam la'aron ha'kohen levarav. Now, what does it say there? It says, the chaza and the shok, which is the chest and the thigh, that is given, that is elevated, taken out, separated from the karban shlamim, karban toda, etc., and given to the kohen. So what does that imply? I'm taking a section of the karban, and that goes to the kohen. That implies that the rest of the flesh of the animal can be eaten by the owner of the animal. So that's obviously doesn't need, the rest of the animal can be eaten by a non-kohen. It also says in Devarim Yud Beis, ki im lifnei hashem lokecha tochulenu, b'makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha, referring to the Korban Shlamim, it can be nataov in chovitecha v'adchav v'masechel. Your son, your daughter, your slaves, your maidservants can all be canoli. So the chol adam, anyone was able to eat from the Korban Shlamim, and our mishnah specifically of the Toda and the El Nazir b'chol ma'achol, and that can be in any way. That was true when it came to the chatas and the ashram as well. Can be roasted, can be cooked. Liyom v'alayla ad chatzos. So herein lies the difference between the shlamim, the Korban Toda and El Nazir, and the shlamim of the next mishnah. Because when it comes to the Toda, it says uvesar zevach todas shlamav, the flesh of the. So the pasuk regarding Toda says uvesar zevach todas shlamav. There it says, number one says Toda, but todas shlamav is there to include another type of shlamim, and that's the shalmei nazir specifically, to teach you that the Korban Toda and the shalmei nazir of our mishnah are, what does the pasuk say? Biyom korbano yeachel, should be eaten on the day that you bring the offering. Lo yanech benad boker, you can't leave until the morning. So that shows you that you can eat from that korban midoraisa that day it's brought, and that night till the next morning. But the chachamim, as we mentioned in the past, make a siyag, make a barrier, a fence, so that we don't make a mistake and make it no star, they only have till chatzos. So that is with respect to the Toda and the El Nazir, you only have a day and that night until chatzos. And then the Mishnah concludes hamuranahem, that which is elevated or separated from them, which we mentioned already, which is the chazeh and the shok, the chest and the shok and the leg, and not only that, the chalos of the Korban Toda, which are given to the Kohanim. We have to give them a certain amount of the breads that we bring along, we give to the Kohanim. And not only that, that which is taken from the El Nazir, what's taken from the ram of the Nazir to the Kohanim, we give the Zroa B'Shela, which is the front leg, and Chazev V'Shok, and Chalas Matzah Achas Rokikachot, and one of the chalos, and one of the wafers are given to the Kohen. Kayotze Bohem. What does that mean, Kayotze Bohem? That which is given to the Kohanim follows the same rules as the Toda El Nazir, which means the Kohanim who get a portion of these karbanos, the owner gets to eat the rest. But the Kohanim who get a portion of these karbanos also have to follow the same rule and have to eat within the city of Yerushalayim, the old city, the walls, and only have a day and that night till Chatzos. Ela Shehamurom Nechala Kohanim Linshehem Vilvaneum Avdeh. But that which is separated from it can only be eaten by Kohanim, but more than that, meaning as opposed to the Korban Chatas, which could be eaten by the male Kohanim, that which is separated from the El Nazir and the Korban Toda and given to the Kohanim, that can be eaten not only by the Kohanim, but their family. Not only their family, even their Avadim, Linashem, their wives, Benahem, their children, and even their Avadim, because the Pasuk says, Vayikra Yud, Veis Chazei HaTnufa, Veis Shok HaTruma, Tochlu B'makom Tor Ata Uvanecha Uvanasecha Itcha. So that includes everybody. Ata uvanecha uvanasecha itach.